delivered to your house, and setup is free. Buy local and buy direct from the manufacturer. Visit EngineeredSleep.com for more information. That's EngineeredSleep.com. Sleep like a lamb, rise like a tiger.
Hey Ramona, back to the quarantine name again. The quarantine name was your last thing you ate and your high school mascot. Back to the quarantine name.
Right.
Ange writes, chili cheeseburger Razorback.
So, oh, I want a chili cheeseburger.
I know. So she's eating well. He's eating well, so there are no issues there. Chili cheeseburger Razorback. I got salmon ram as well. I got endless names that have come in. You want to get in with those, you're welcome. Billion 6 Miles says, Billion 6 Miles, Ramona, is Mexican Rebel.
Oh, I wouldn't mind having that either.
Yeah. Mexican Rebel, that's pretty good. That's a Mexican Rebel's a pretty good quarantine. Pretty good quarantine name. I still think Deer Tenderloin Tiger is the one I have my eye on. You know what else I saw on Twitter the other day? A guy in the industry from Texas, I think, put up a tweet that asked, what's the most unbreakable baseball record? What's the most unbreakable Major League Baseball record? And there were hundreds of replies and people posting all sorts of things. And they're all good answers. You know, you had Cal Ripken's streak. You had Joe DiMaggio's hit streak. Somebody actually posted Cy Young's 511 wins. You know, there were a lot of really good answers. None of them were right. But they were all really good answers. And I was alerted to this when somebody on Twitter asked me basically, you know, what's the right answer, Walt, which I immediately gave him. And I gave the guy who posted it originally, who retweeted my answer, because once you actually see my answer and you digest it, you'll know it's the right answer. There are lots of records that appear to be unbreakable or that are maybe even unbreakable, but they're not. Ramona, Gamecock John just disrupted me with Ding Dong Hurricane. Ding Dong Hurricane is my favorite answer of the show. And we now know who's in the most trouble too, Ramona. Ding Dong Hurricane is in the most trouble. So we got to be looking out for Gamecock John because he may need some supplies. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
I guess they still make those things. I wasn't aware of that. You know,
he's eating one, so.
Yeah, and you, of course, have that Little Debbie stockpile, too, don't you?
Yeah, I eat Little Debbie stuff.
Yeah, you have Little Debbie stockpiled, so that could have been your answer, Little Debbie, whatever. What were you? You were the what?
Oatmeal. Oh, you mean like Little Debbie Trojans?
Yeah, Little. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know about that one. But in any case, I saw this question about the most unbreakable records in baseball, and I think it's always interesting conversation, but again, there's one right answer, because many of the answers that were given, you know, they're likely they're good answers. It's likely that no one will break those marks. you know, maybe the Cy Young 5-11 wins is as unbreakable as any of the answers that were offered. But none of those are the right answer. The right answer, as I've said before on the show in the past, is Cy Young's complete game total of 749. That's the right answer.
Right, because you can't break that anymore because you don't do complete games.
Exactly. Exactly. Look at that. Producer Ramona coming up with some sports knowledge. Exactly. As we've discussed in the past. So she does listen. Yeah, exactly. Exactly that. That record is 749. Cy Young completed 749 games. You know, we talk about, you know, Cal Ripken's streak of consecutive games played. Imagine a pitcher throwing 749 complete games. But here's what makes it unbreakable. It's as Ramona just said, the game is not played that way anymore. And the guys who lead the league now have like five. Like five. Well, that's you would have to
way off.
Go ahead. Right. You would have to play for 150 years to get to 750 to break that record. Five times 150 is 750. So if you live for, if you played for 150 years, now, by the way, playing for 150 years means you'd have to start your career at like age 20. So by the time you broke that record, you would be 170 years old. Now, last time I checked, there aren't any 170-year-old people anywhere, let alone in Major League Baseball. So that record is impossible. It cannot be broken. It is not humanly feasible to break that record. It will stand for all eternity. As long as baseball is played, that record will stand. That is the only record that is absolutely impossible. All the others are possible. They may be unlikely. Many of the others are unlikely, but they're all possible. They're all conceivable. I mean, Joe DiMaggio's hit streak, we've had, you know, multiple guys approach that. Wee Willie Keeler, Pete Rose, they both approached that record. And so they, you know, they were 80% or better of the record. Okay, that means it can be done. If two other guys came within 20% of it, then we know it can be done. So it's not impossible. So that's not an answer. And do we think it will be done? No, especially given the swing mechanics today. It's less likely today that anyone will break that record than, say, when Rose was playing or when Keeler was playing, because the game was played differently. And the goal was to swing evenly, a level swing. That is not the goal today. So given that it's not the goal, and you know, hey, Ramona, let me tell you something. The greatest absolute proof, the greatest absolute proof that that DiMaggio's record is breakable is that Dan Ugla had a 34-game hit streak. That's all the proof you need.
That's right. I forgot about
Dan
that.
Dan Ugla's one of the worst hitters of all time, and he had a 34-game hit streak. He had 60% of the record. So if Dan Ugla can put a 34-game hit streak together, then we all know that that record can be broken. That's a given. Let me get T-Bird in here. T-Bird, how are you? T-Bird!
Wow, what's up, buddy? What's up?
How you doing, T-Bird? Good to have you back.
Oh, yes, I'm fine. Good, good, good. I'm used on the golf course this time of day, but not. We got through early today. You're talking about records that won't be broken? I'm not talking about postseason home runs. I'm talking about Mickey Mantle's World Series home runs, because he only played max of seven games once, you know, when they went to World Series. These weenies that played today, they might play 21 postseason games. How do you think Mickey Mantle's World Series home run record stand up?
Well, you know, I think people have challenged that already. So, I look, do I think it'll stand up? Yeah, probably, but I'm not, I wouldn't guarantee that. Yeah, I actually thought when you first started talking about Mickey Mantle that you were, you know, and Mantle had a Grand Slam record too. But I actually thought you were talking, you were going to suggest his Guinness home run of 565, although there's some suggestion that Babe Ruth actually hit one that was 585 or something of that sort. So, but look, Mickey Mantle did a lot of things that have held up. Mantle was my father's favorite player.
Oh, he's still the greatest. Ain't nobody nowhere ever been no better than Mickey Mantle. Nowhere.
Well, that's what my father would say too. And I used to argue with him.
Yep. I never thought I'd miss sports like I do, but man, I tell you what, I'm having withdrawals on it.
Well, we're here from 3 to 7 every day talking sports, T-Bird, and the station's giving you 13 hours of it.
I get my feel on it. I start listening to Mickey and them in the morning, go up till time to go to the golf course and take off, play. All right, appreciate it. Oh, you talking about those nicknames? Just right of nicknames and what you ate and all this and that. How'd you like to have a T-Bird T-Bone?
Yeah, that would work. Thank you, T-Bird. Thank you. But, you know, on this record, on this issue of the baseball records, you know, Cal Ripken's streak was brought up by multiple people, but that's breakable. I mean, we know it's breakable because Cal Ripken broke it. He broke Lou Gehrig's record. So we know that record is breakable. And look, let's be honest, it's baseball. It's not football. You know, and so you have, you know, someone who was desirous of chasing that could, in theory. Now, do I think it's likely? No, I don't think it's likely that anyone will break that. But it's feasible. It's certainly possible because it's been done. What's not feasible is Cy Young's mark. Because as I said, the leaders today in baseball have like 5. And the active leader was Bartolo Colon. You know, it's hard to know whether he's really going to be active again. He wasn't a year ago. But Bartolo Colon at 38, the active leader in regards to Major League Baseball right now is Justin Verlander. Verlander has 26. And, oh, by the way, he's at the end of his career. He has 26. So if anyone ever asks you what the most unbreakable record in baseball is, it is Cy Young's complete game total of 749. Tell him where you heard it. Or not. You can act like a genius. But 749, Ramona, and the active leader in today's baseball has 26. That's like 3%. you would need the other 97%. And in Verlander's case, he has about, you know, 2 years left. So good luck to him. You know, he can do it, Ramona, if he pitches, if he successfully completes, you know, 725 complete games in the next 2 years. Since you only play as a team 162, it seems unlikely to me. You know what I mean? It's just, it's unthinkable. It's impossible. It can never be done. It's a record that there is no way humanly, physically possible for it to be done. You know, first of all, as I said, it's not just that the way the game is played, there's no way you can do it. These guys today, you know, their arms fall off. I mean, Tommy John surgeries perform like every day. You know, the way the game is right now.
That's true.
Right. Physically, there's no one who could physically do it. I mean, even if there was some fantasy way to to do it, and the game changed dramatically, and they started awarding complete games for pitching six innings, all right? If they started to award complete games for pitching six innings, there's still no one who would ever be able to do it. It is, without question, the most unbreakable record in the history of baseball. No one, and again, Cy Young's 511 wins. Look, in the way the game is being played now, yeah, it's virtually impossible for anybody to win 300 games, let alone Cy Young's 511. So that record is also one of the most secure records. No one is going to threaten 511 anytime soon. But even that is way more doable in theory than 749 complete games, which is an absolute total impossibility. There are a few things in life, Ramona, that are 100%. That is 100%. It is 100% mortal lock that no one will ever break that record. It's impossible. Let me tell you about stamps.com. Look, for all our sakes, we need to avoid crowds. You know, and the crowds at the post office, significant. Here's what you do. This is why you need stamps.com. Because anything you can do at the post office, you can do at stamps.com. Their on-demand postage means you skip the trip to the post office. Plus, you save lots of money with discounts you can't even get at the post office. Look, stamps.com brings all the services of the U.S. Postal Service right to your home computer. So whether you're a small office sending invoices, an online seller shipping out products, or even a warehouse sending thousands of packages a day, stamps.com can handle it all with ease. You simply use your computer to print official U.S. postage 24/7 for any letter, any package, any class of mail, anywhere you want to send it. Once your mail is ready, just hand it to your mail carrier, drop it in a mailbox. It's that simple. Time isn't the only thing you'll be saving. With Stamps.com, you get 5 cents off every first-class stamp and up to 40% off shipping rates. Not to mention, it's a fraction of the cost of those expensive postage meters. And there's no equipment to lease, no long-term commitments. Look, Stamps.com is an absolute no-brainer. Saves you time and money. That's why over 700,000 small businesses have already made the switch. Right now, my listeners get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a digital scale without any long-term commitment. Just go to stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, type in Road Rage. That's stamps.com, click on the microphone, enter Road Rage as one word, and stay safe, my friends, by employing stamps.com. I'm going to get to your calls on the other side. I'm also going to get back to the question I posed at the start, which was the 5 best players in college football history. I haven't yet explored any of your answers on air. I will when we return, as well as giving you mine. When we get back, it is Lincoln and Len in that order. Walt up till the Road Rage. Quick break.
Hey, Tigers, this is Leighton Covage with Lakeside Lodge Clemson. The only thing better than Clemson football is being a part of the Clemson family. And that's what makes Lakeside Lodge Clemson so special. It's a luxury condo hotel built by Clemson alumni for Clemson alumni. It's a place we can gather by the pool, by the fire pit, or the patio for cocktails and dinner while enjoying the awesome views of the lake and Death Valley. It's a place Clemson family can call home. Visit us at lakesidelodgeclemson.com. It belongs here, and so do you. Go Tigers!
Warm weather is ahead. That means look out for those summer thunderstorms we see in the upstate every year. Don't let bad weather and snapping tree branches leave you in the dark. Be prepared with a Generac automatic whole home standby power solution from Carolina Generators, your local Generac Pro Power Premier dealer, ready to serve you. Give Carolina Generators a call at 864-232-5684 or visit online at carolinagenerators.com to schedule your free in-home Power Pro assessment. Tell them Mickey from 105.5 sent you.
George Coleman Ford is taking the lead in offering you great deals on available 2019 inventory, like a 2019 EcoSport with navigation and sunroof, zero down, just $298 a month, and with approved credit, 0% interest for 84 months on most 2019 models. Remember, no hidden fees ever at George Coleman Ford, delivering your new vehicle free within 300 miles of the store. Cars cost less than travelers rest. Offer good through the end of this month.
If you're a mattress shopping, you must go visit Engineered Sleep on Congaree Road in Greenville. Each mattress is made in-house, and the showroom has the most popular models for you to try out. Engineered Sleep makes your mattress shopping easy. Every local mattress order is delivered to your house, and setup is free. Buy local and buy direct from the manufacturer. Visit EngineeredSleep.com for more information. That's EngineeredSleep.com. Sleep like a lamb, rise like a tiger.
Have you ever looked at your carpet after a cleaning and thought, man, what is that gunk and residue they left behind? Do you worry about the harsh chemicals that cleaning companies use that could harm your loved ones? Well, worry no more. Zero Res is the standout carpet cleaner brand you can count on. Their patented no-residue cleaning system leaves no man behind on your beautiful home. Call today at 864-588-7300. Zero Res. Spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean.
Inside the train testing facility, our heating and cooling products are put through 16 weeks of extreme temperature fluctuations to simulate 5 years of wear and tear. But these aren't just seasonal shifts. Inside the lab, it fluctuates between 150 degrees one day to sub-zero temperatures and layers of snow the next. Then back to hot, then back to cold. Then hot and cold. Hot, cold, hot, cold, hot, cold. And we didn't even get through the first month. We test so it runs.
Unstoppable products, unbelievable deals. Contact Pittman Heating and Air Conditioning to bring home a system that's tested to run through anything. Now through May 15th, get up to $500 in exclusive rebates on a qualifying new train system. Call 864-662-3362 for complete program eligibility, dates, details, and restrictions. That's 864-662-3362 for this and other exclusive offers. Unstoppable solutions, unbelievable deals. Contact Pittman Heating and Air Conditioning, your hometown independent train dealer.
It's hard to stop a train.
Covering the upstate with a split back formation. 105.5, 97.5, and AM 1560. We are the Roar.
Tip Tooley, Road Rage on the first Motown Monday, Road Rage style. Lloyd writes, Bo Jackson, Herschel Walker, Johnny Rogers, the great Nebraska Cornhusker, Tommy Frazier, another great Nebraska Cornhusker, and Derrick Brown. Lloyd says Tiger. I wonder if that's Auburn Tigers. He has two Auburn players on there. That's a good list. It's a good list. I've got people get sent me a ton of lists. I'm going to try and mix in some of them. I'm going to tell you who I like as well. I'm getting to your calls in 1 second. Roadwear writes, it would take some thought to come up with five, but there are two that should be on everyone's list, everyone in capital letters. That's Bo Jackson, Herschel Walker. Now, Roadwear is an Auburn fan as well. Bo Jackson, not on my list. So I don't think he has to be on everyone's list. I don't think Bo Jackson is a top five player of all time or anything close to it, quite honestly.
How come?
I just don't. He rushed for 4,000 yards, never really won anything, didn't lead his team to a national title or anything. I mean, I don't see how that makes you one of the greatest five college players of all time. I just think there are better choices than Bo Jackson, and that's a good question. How come? For example, as I indicated earlier, I think Tony Dorsett is a better choice than Bo Jackson. Tony Dorsett rushed for over 6,000 yards and led Pittsburgh to a national title. So, you know, and I'm not sure there aren't other running backs that I would take in addition to Herschel Walker over Bo Jackson. But, in fact, I'm certain there are. And I'm going to tell you who they are in a little bit. But I would definitely take Tony Dorsett above Bo Jackson. To me, it's inarguable. I mean, the one guy rushed for 2,000 more yards, and he led Pittsburgh to a national championship. Pittsburgh. You know, so look, when you're talking top five all time, there's not a lot of space. Let me get to the phones. Lincoln, Len, and Malcolm. Love it. Good callers. Lincoln, what's going on? How are you?
Good. How about you, Walt?
Good, Lincoln. Appreciate you getting in.
I just had a draft question for you.
Yeah.
Who do you think Jordan Love is going to go to?
That's a, you know, that's a great question. And quite honestly, right now, I don't have any idea. I think that I think he has quite a range in this draft. You know, I think at one point it really looked like he might go in the top 10. I'm not so sure of that now. I think that it's so crowded at the top of this draft. And the other part of this is, you know, the world believes the Chargers are drafting a quarterback. The Chargers think they have a quarterback in Tyrod Taylor, and they certainly need a left tackle since they let Russell Okung go to the Carolina Panthers. And, you know, those top tackles are going to run out quickly. So it's conceivable that the Chargers don't even take a quarterback. If the Chargers don't take a quarterback, then you may have two quarterbacks slide, and possibly Herbert and Love. And once a quarterback starts to slide, you can't even guess as to where they might land. I think a lot of people think the Patriots. I don't think so. I don't think the Patriots are going to draft Love. I'm not sure he fits what they do. Plus, they really seem to think that Jared Stidham is their future. So I'm not sure they're going to spend a first-round pick on a quarterback. They haven't done that before. So I think it's a tough call, very tough call, Lincoln. You know, he in theory, he could go as high as the Chargers at 6. The Chargers vetted him a little bit. The Dolphins vetted him. The Dolphins brought him in. The Chargers allegedly don't like Herbert, allegedly. Of course, they could just be lying because that's what people do at this time of year. It's a liar's game. And then, you know, if it goes beyond that, you know, you could be talking about the Raiders, although they added Mariota. You could be talking about Jacksonville or some of these other teams with veteran quarterback situations. So as of today, Lincoln, I don't know. I think Jordan Love's destination is about the most unsure thing in the draft as far as knowing where to place him. I mean, I have one guess, but I'm sort of holding it for a little bit because the contest I'm involved in. But I don't really have a good answer for it, Lincoln, right now. And there's nobody on earth that does because the top is just too crowded. Most teams have quarterbacks. You know, you already have three quarterbacks in that situation. You have four offensive tackles. You have three wide receivers, and you have Isaiah Simmons.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, Lincoln. It's a good question. It's a really good question. It's one of the better questions I've been asked all day. Lincoln is what, Ramona? What do we determine? 13?
I think so. I didn't ask him, but I think he is.
Yeah. And that's one of the better questions I received on the day because it's a question that really doesn't have an answer right now. You know, so it's a really good question, Lincoln. It's a good job. You are welcome. Every day, anytime, Lincoln. Len and Malcolm, two of the guys who are always welcome. Len, appreciate you getting in as always.
Yeah, Lincoln bringing the A game today. Good question. Yep. I will say this. Yep. I'm thinking Raiders for Love, but you know the team that, I don't know why it just popped in my head, you better watch out for the Packers because Rodgers getting a little bit older. Love falls down to where they pick, like mid-20s, 25, 26, something like that.
Yeah, they're at like 30.
Yeah, then if he falls to 30, the Packers are bigger. I'll put money on that.
I like it, Len. I think if he stumbles that far, that's conceivable. Remember, the Packers did that exact thing with Aaron Rodgers. When Aaron Rodgers slid, that's when he came into play for Green Bay. And if the same thing were to happen again, which could happen, that's perfectly conceivable. Now, he'll hate it, and you'll have to deal with his attitude because, you know, he doesn't want any challenge to his reign. And he's certainly going to want them to draft somebody who can help him win now. So you'll have another issue if they do, but it's perfectly conceivable.
Yeah, well, the world doesn't revolve around Aaron Rodgers, so too bad, Aaron. But he thinks so. I know, but nobody else does.
That's true.
So, as far as top players of all time, this is a tough question because if you go by Clint, you've got to put Bo up in the top. I don't know about top five, but I've seen these players, and I've seen Bo Jackson, and I've never seen a better athlete overall, me personally. But, I mean, there's a lot of guys you can throw in there. Barry Sanders, Billy Sims, Tony Dorsett, Herschel Walker, Tim Tebow, Deshaun Watson, Roger Staubach, Johnny Rogers. Those are all names that just kind of came to my head. And the other one is Archie Griffin. You want to talk about a guy who maybe didn't do as pros, but he won two Heismans. Can you leave him off the list at least? I don't know. Maybe top five is tough, but he did win two Heismans, right?
He did.
I mean, am I wrong about
he's the
that?
Only guy.
Yeah.
No. He's the only guy to win two Heismans. And but I don't. It's a little bit like the Leitner thing in basketball where, yes, he did win two Heismans, but I don't think he was as good as any of those other players you just mentioned.
I don't disagree with that. I think different eras are hard, but I will say the guys that I've seen, the best that I've seen, I'll get off the air, Deshaun, because of what he had to go against, Tebow, definitely Bo, Herschel, and Deion. I mean, you can't get three better athletes than those three. But who knows? It's a tough one. I mean, that's top five. Anyway, thanks. Bye. Yep. Take care.
Good job. Excellent line. You know, I saw something funny the other day. Malcolm will come right to you. I don't know if I'm going to remember it right now, but it was somebody arguing about Tebow's greatness because he said, think about it. He had to keep a serial killer, two crazy brothers, a racist, and Percy Harvin all in line at the same time. There is something to that. I actually laughed when I saw that. There was another word or two in there that I couldn't use on air, but on or off air. But it was a funny tweet. Malcolm, what's going on? Good to have you, Malcolm.
Hey, Walt. How you doing, Walt?
Good, Malcolm. Good.
Listen, I don't know. I might have to put Bo in my top five, too, just because for the entertainment purpose. But what about Marcus Dupree?
Oh, you know, Marcus Dupree was incredible. I mean, and like Bo, did not have the pro career that he should have, but it was because of his own demons. I mean, Marcus Dupree caused Barry Switzer to break the wishbone and to go to an I formation. That's how good Dupree was. I mean, Dupree was a huge man with great long speed and athleticism, so explosive, so unbelievably special. Yeah. I mean, again, I think both those guys historically are incredible. They're not, it's just for me, neither one of them is top five. Top five is truly, truly special. I mean, you know, you could say a guy is, if you're the 50th best college player ever lived, all right, you're unbelievable. I mean, if you're the 50th best player ever lived, you're just absolutely sensational. Yeah. Top five, you're otherworldly.
What about Woodson?
Yeah, I've seen Charles Woodson's name. It's been a number of people have floated that name. I think Woodson was unbelievable, led Michigan to the national championship, won the Heisman as a defensive player, did so because he tinkered on offense. Otherwise, I don't know that he would have. Beat Peyton Manning out for that award, and deservedly so, and went on, obviously, to have a storied NFL career. That's not part of this process, though. I think Charles Woodson, incredible all-time great. Top five, not for me. I mean, I think, again, I would actually have to go and try and chart all this and try and figure it out, try and place them. But off the top of my head, I think Woodson would wind up like in the 40s or something.
Okay. I got two more for you real quick. My all-time outfield would be Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, Mickey Mantle. I'm thinking Mickey played center field, right?
He did.
But I'm
so the, you're not you're not going to have Babe Ruth on your team?
No, I'm not going to have Babe Ruth. I said my all-time outfield. I just told you. So you,
how do you leave Babe Ruth out? Wait, how do you leave Babe Ruth out?
I've never seen Babe Ruth play. I'm not that old, Walt.
Well, you know what, Malcolm? I didn't see like George Washington's presidency either, but I know he was good at what he did. You know, I mean, there's something you just have to accept on historical fact.
Well, guess what? I'll make him my DH then, okay?
Okay, all right. Yeah, I'm with you on Mays. I think Mays is one of the greatest living players. Of course, you know, we've had these conversations about Negro League baseball in the past, and there are a lot of people who think that Oscar Charleston was every bit as good as Willie Mays. We just didn't get to see him play. But I'm okay with that outfield. It's pretty good.
Right. And one more quick thing, when you was talking about unbreakable records, that I think you had one that would never be broken. You were right, but I got one from Wilt Chamberlain.
The 100 points
every minute. No, not that.
Without falling out.
I don't know. No, he never fouled out. But this particular season, he played every minute, but either 5 or 6 minutes of 80.
Oh yeah. Season. Yeah. Yeah, you're 100% right, Malcolm. No one will ever do that.
The only thing he was ejected one game for, yeah. I don't know, arguing with officials or fight and something, but he played all but either 5 or 6 minutes of an 82-game season. That would never be done again.
No, and you know what? Neither will 50.4 points a game unless they eliminate defense completely in the NBA, which is sort of the way they're going. You know, so maybe I should hold off on that. But
hold off on that.
That's a good job. Good job, Malcolm.
That's true.
If James Harden takes 10 more shots. Let me tell you about Parham Smith and Archinold. Look, I've told you before, I'll tell you again. If you or a loved one's a victim of medical malpractice, I encourage you to call my friends at Parham Smith and Archinold, attorneys at law. Medical malpractice is what they do. It's what they're known for, and they're known as the best. They've handled some of the largest medical malpractice cases in the upstate. It costs you nothing to talk with them, and you only pay if there's a settlement or a verdict. Call 242-9008, 242-9008. Speak with Parham Smith and Archinold. Do it today. You will thank me later. All right, we'll take a quick break. When we get back, I'll tell you who my top five college players of all time are. Walt Tiptula Road Rage. We'll be back.
Zero Res is the answer to cleaning at its finest with no harsh chemicals. No residue, safe from toxins, and your carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout will stay cleaner longer. Spell it forwards or backwards, it's the right way to clean. ZeroResGreenville.com. Drive on through and feed the whole family with the big Bow Box for just $19.99. It's Bow Time.
If you're a mattress shopping, you must go visit Engineered Sleep on Congaree Road in Greenville. Each mattress is made in-house, and the showroom has the most popular models for you to try out. Engineered Sleep makes your mattress shopping easy. Every local mattress order is delivered to your house, and setup is free. Buy local and buy direct from the manufacturer. Visit EngineeredSleep.com for more information. That's EngineeredSleep.com. Sleep like a lamb, rise like a tiger.
Hi, I'm Dabo Sweeney. One of the things that makes me proudest about being the head coach at Clemson is participating in the most exciting 25 seconds of college football, running down the hill after rubbing Howard's Rock. The roar from the crowd is deafening. Even though Howard's Rock is one of Clemson's most prized possessions, most of the time it sits all alone. That's why we depend on Priority One Security's video surveillance to keep Howard's Rock safe and secure.
See us on the web at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one, Security.com.
Warm weather is ahead. That means look out for those summer thunderstorms we see in the upstate every year. Don't let bad weather and snapping tree branches leave you in the dark. Be prepared with a Generac automatic whole home standby power solution from Carolina Generators, your local Generac Pro Power Premier dealer, ready to serve you. Give Carolina Generators a call at 864-232-5684 or visit online at carolinagenerators.com to schedule your free in-home Power Pro assessment. Tell them Mickey from 105.5 sent you.
George Coleman Ford is taking the lead and offering you great deals on available 2019 inventory, like a 2019 Ranger. Zero down, just $329 a month with no payments for 4 months. And with approved credit, 0% interest for 84 months on most 2019 models. Remember, no hidden fees ever at George Coleman Ford. Delivering your new vehicle free within 300 miles of the store. Trucks cost less than travelers rest. Offer good through the end of this month.
Inside the train testing facility, our heating and cooling products are put through 16 weeks of extreme temperature fluctuations to simulate 5 years of wear and tear. But these aren't just seasonal shifts. Inside the lab, it fluctuates between 150 degrees one day to sub-zero temperatures and layers of snow the next. Then back to hot, then back to cold. Then hot and cold. Hot, cold, hot, cold, hot, cold. And we didn't even get through the first month. We test so it runs.
Unstoppable products, unbelievable deals. Contact Pittman Heating and Air Conditioning to bring home a system that's tested to run through anything. Now through May 15th, get up to $500 in exclusive rebates on a qualifying new Trane system. Call 864-662-3362 for complete program eligibility, dates, details, and restrictions. That's 864-662-3362 for this and other exclusive offers. Unstoppable solutions, unbelievable deals. Contact Pittman Heating and Air Conditioning, your hometown independent Trane dealer.
It's hard to stop a train.
Never miss a broadcast with the Roar app. Download it free from iTunes and Google Play. From the Roar.
Tip to the Red Rage. We are back. Final segment for Monday. Let me tell you about Easy Lawn and Garden, Husqvarna Automowers. Look, for 25 years, Husqvarna Automowers have been the best-selling worldwide. With the Husqvarna Automower Crown Commitment Program, you'll enjoy your weekends and know that if you're not satisfied with the performance of your Husqvarna Automower, within 60 days of purchase from Easy Lawn and Garden, return it for a full refund or exchange. Are you kidding me? Within 60 days? Do you know why they do that, Ramona? Do you know why they do that? It's because they know you're going to be satisfied. And everyone who's purchased it from Easy Lawn and Garden has written us and called us and thanked us for turning them on to it because they're unbelievable. I mean, while your neighbors are out there killing themselves all summer in 100-degree temperatures, 100% humidity, you're going to be inside drinking sweet tea on the couch, sitting back, because no one's ever going to see you mow the lawn. And your lawn's going to be thick, green, luxurious, because this operates on the principle of the grazing animal. It cuts the most minute amount possible. Therefore, your grass is never shocked. It costs like next to nothing to run, takes itself back to the charging station when it runs low, then goes back out and finishes the job, up hills, down hills, around objects. There are six different sizes based on your size of lawn. It's absolutely incredible. Easy Lawn and Garden offers Husqvarna Automowers as well as expert installation and service you need. Trust them to get you set up with the right Husqvarna Automower just for your yard. 40 years of experience. Let Easy Lawn and Garden do the work. Let Husqvarna do the work while you relax. Easy Lawn and Garden, your local Husqvarna Automower professionals for sales, installation, and service for all your power equipment needs. Veteran and family owned and operated, 312 South Pendleton Street, Easley. Online at easleylawn.com. Check them out today. I promise you will thank me later. All right. Some of these lists, and the problem on the text line is I've got so many of the bar fight the bar fight text that I don't know if I can go back and separate them in time. But on Twitter, some of the last few that have come in, Fred writes his top five college players of all time. Reggie White, great Tennessee Vol. Tony Dorsett, the aforementioned, led Pittsburgh to a national championship. Johnny Rogers led Nebraska to a national title, won a Heisman Trophy. Deion Sanders, who we've had people mention, and Roger Staubach, who was obviously incredible at Navy. Lloyd writes, as I mentioned, Bo Herschel, Johnny Rogers, Tommy Frazier, Derek Brown. I'm scrolling down. There are 8 million tweets on other things as well. There are a million of these on the text line. Palladian writes, or Palladian, I guess it would be, writes, Jim Brown, Dick Buckus, Ronnie Lott, Johnny Unitas, and Alan Page. Now, you know, I mean, that's a really good list. My only issue with that list is, and we had this conversation sometime back when the four letter came out with their best college players of all time, and they had Jim Brown first. And again, Jim Brown is the answer to the greatest NFL running back of all time. I don't think there's evidence to suggest he was the greatest college running back of all time. He was a tremendous athlete who did a lot of other things well, like lacrosse. But I'm not sure you can put him in that spot. You know, and so I think some of those, Johnny Unitas was at Louisville. I think some of those are based on what they did maybe at the pro level, more than necessarily what they did collegially. Ron writes, Randy Moss, who was, you know, sensational for at least that year at Marshall. Herschel Walker, Archie Griffin, won the two-time Heisman Trophy winner. Tim Tebow and Bo Jackson. SoCon John writes, Ron Dayne. Be interesting to see what Badger Mike thinks about that. Barry Sanders, who really, you know, if you're asking who had the best single year in college football history, the answer is probably Barry Sanders. But he suffers from the fact that he really only played one full year. You know, he was a backup to Thurman Thomas at Oklahoma State the prior year. And now as a backup, he did rush for over 600 yards, as I recall. But that's the problem with him. Now, of course, he had the insane season as a senior when he rushed for over 2,600 yards. So here's SoCon John's list. Ron Dayne, Barry Sanders, Tommy Frazier, Charlie Ward, and Michael Bishop. You know, that's a really interesting list. Michael Bishop finished as the runner-up in the Heisman Trophy in 1998. And he finishes the runner-up to Ricky Williams, which was sort of laughable because Bishop led a rout of Texas that year, and Kansas State held Ricky Williams to like 20 yards or something rushing. I've seen Ricky Williams appear on a lot of these lists. I'm not a big fan of that. Charlie Ward was a great call, and Michael Bishop is a really interesting call. Charlie Ward was a tremendous college player. I mean, these are all, they're all good lists. I mean, you know, there's a subjective element to this. Clemson Matt with Red Grange, who hasn't been mentioned by anybody to my knowledge, Jim Brown, Barry Sanders, Archie Griffin, and Tony Dorsett. Good list. Cody writes, Herschel, Reggie Bush, Jim Thorpe, Juice, and Bo. And he says, just from my limited perspective. Look, that's all I can ask for, and I appreciate all you people who have gotten in on it. You know, and O.J. Simpson was unbelievable at Southern California. Unbelievable. Now, he was a junior college player, and he only played 2 years, but he was incredible. Kevin writes, Herschel, Barry Sanders, Red Grange, Leroy Selman, and Jim Thorpe. He says, just a really difficult list to narrow to five. Really wanted Dorsett and Buckus on that list also. That's a really well-done list, Kevin. It includes a couple guys I had written the other day. But that's a great list, Kevin. All right, so here's my list, Ramona.
Yes.
I had narrowed it to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I had narrowed it to 6. And it's an extremely, extremely tough call. But for me, all right, Herschel Walker is on my list. I think, and I've always felt, that you can make the argument that Herschel Walker is the greatest college player to ever live. Now, did he have the type of pro career that was expected? No. But he still had a good pro career. Tiger Robert, I'll get to you in a minute. Just hang on there a minute. But I'm putting Herschel Walker on my list because I think he was the most physically dominant college athlete I've ever seen. Every team who played Georgia knew exactly what Georgia was going to do, and for the most part, nobody could stop it. Clemson would argue. But other than that, nobody could stop him. And everyone knew what was coming, and still nobody could stop him. And he was just an absolute phenom collegiately. So Herschel Walker makes my list. The greatest defensive player I ever saw in college was Leroy Selman of Oklahoma. Leroy Selman, you know, basically Oklahoma didn't lose when the Selman brothers played. There were three of them. There was Leroy and Dewey and Lucius. And remember that time running that some nitwit in the Washington area broke into the Selman brothers' home? One of them, well, all three brothers
and
were
they
there.
They were home. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, it didn't go well for him. Did not go well for that guy. But Leroy Selman was the Outland winner. And Leroy Selman won every award there was to win, other than the Heisman. Leroy Selman was the most dominant college defensive lineman ever. Ever, period. In my estimation, there's never been anybody close. And he went on to be a great pro as well with a terrible Buccaneers franchise. But he would be my answer. He would be on my list. And these are not in any particular order. These are just my five. The next guy on my list would be Red Grange. The Galloping Ghost, Red Grange, University of Illinois. Grange was a three-time first-team college All-American. He played for the team from 23 to 25. In his first college football game, he scored three touchdowns against Nebraska. In seven games as a sophomore, he rushed for over 700 yards, scored 12 touchdowns, led Illinois to an unbeaten season in the national championship. In a 1924 game, huge game against defending national champion Michigan, in the grand opening of the new Memorial Stadium, it was built as a memorial to Illinois, to Illini students and alumni who had served in World War I. The Wolverines entered the game, this right from Wikipedia now, as the favorites, having won national title the previous year. Grange returned the opening kickoff for a 95-yard touchdown. He scored three more touchdowns and runs of 67, 56, and 44 yards in the first 12 minutes. In the first 12 minutes. The last three in less than 7 minutes. On his next carry, he ran 56 yards for another touchdown. In the second half, Grange scored a fifth touchdown, an 11-yard run, and also threw a touchdown pass. On defense, he intercepted two passes. Michigan coach Fielding Yost said, "All Grange can do is run," to which Zupke, referring to a famed opera star of the age, responded, "And all Golly Kersee could do is sing." It also inspired Grantland Rice to write his poetic description of what he had seen. And Grantland Rice was as great a sports writer as ever lived. He wrote, "A streak of fire, a breath of flame, eluding all who can reach and clutch, a gray ghost thrown into the game that rival hands may never touch, a rubber-bounding, blasting soul whose destination is the goal," on Red Grange of Illinois. Red Grange of Illinois, my third player on my list of the top five players ever lived. And the last two, Jim Thorpe averaged almost 8.5 yards a carry for his career. We've already determined he's one of the greatest athletes who ever lived. He led the Carlisle Indians to the National Collegiate Football Championship. The Carlisle Indians. right, and averaged over 8.5 yards a carry, and he picked up football as like a hobby. Jim Thorpe makes my list. So my list so far, Herschel Walker, Leroy Selman, Red Grange, Jim Thorpe, and then there's one, Ramona. And it came down to two guys for me. It came down to Dick Butkus at Illinois, who averaged like 15 tackles a game for his career and was the fiercest defensive player ever lived. And Tony Dorsett, who rushed over 6,000 yards and led the Pitt Panthers to a national championship. It's sort of a tie for me. I'm okay going either way. I guess for this exercise, I'll go Tony Dorsett. Let me tell you about Lakeside Lodge, Clemson. You know, we started with 118 residences. We are down to, a scarce few. I don't know what the number is. You know, I'm Taj might be on the show Friday. I'll ask him what the number is. But we were down to two to three three-bedrooms, and a couple handfuls of studio. I don't know what the number is. You need to go see Taj, and you need to do it quickly. We're running out of time. This is the last 10 seconds of the game now. It's the best slice a Clemson fan is ever going to get. There are still great opportunities, but you have to act now. Farm-to-table restaurant, pool. The pool is insanely beautiful. Hot tub. You're on the lake. Your view of the stadium. Walking paths, meeting space, fitness facilities, 50-yard football field for families to enjoy. I would tell you to go check out the videos on it, LakesideLodgeClemson.com, and find out for yourself. But go see Taj, 906 Tiger Boulevard, while there's still time, before you run out of time. And as far as us, we've run out of time. I apologize, Tiger Robert and Thad and everybody else on hold. Call me back tomorrow. I'll get you right in. Quick, I'll see you tomorrow.
Broadcasting live from the Priority One Security Studios, WCCP 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson, WAHT, 1560 Cowpens, 97.5 Spartanburg, the Upstate's number one choice for sports. We are the Roar.
I'm Rich Ackerman. The Summer Olympics go on, pushed back by 1 year, and it will be the same time frame. The games will begin in Tokyo, July 23rd of 2021, and end on August 8th. The Boxing Hall of Fame is pushing back its induction date. The classes of 2020 and 2021 will go in jointly. Sugar Shane Mosley and Bernard Hopkins were elected this year. NFL owners will reportedly vote tomorrow on whether to expand the playoff format to 14 teams for the upcoming season. The Redskins will have a very different-looking defensive backfield next year. They've already signed Kendall Fuller and now have reportedly added Ronald Darby on a one-year deal. The veteran corner spent the last 3 years in Philadelphia, but injuries limited him to 28 games during that time. Javon Hargraves is joining the Eagles after 4 years at Pittsburgh and told the Jim Rome Show